Blog Talk Radio.
WBMG Radio with DJ Gatsby. Today my guest is Dr. Denise J. Bryson. Denise, you on the line?
I sure am.
All right, that's what's up. All right, we got Denise in the building. First of all, I want to say happy Friday to everybody. God bless you. We'll see you another week. The weekend is right around the corner. So to everybody that worked all week and now you relaxing and unwinding, some of y'all is on your way home. Congratulations on a great work week. And let's get this weekend started. Once again, my guest is author Denise J. Bryson. Title of her book is In the Footsteps of a Killer. It's her first time on the show. She's part of our new promotion that we got going on with the WB Media Group and Gatsby the Book Promoter. It's going to run through February for Black History Month. So congratulations, Denise, on being a part of that promotion.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, so we're going to get right to it, man. I've been talking to you. I've been following you a little bit on social media, and we've talked a little bit, you know, about what you've been doing and how you got into business. But for the people out there that don't know who you are, you know, just let them know basically, again, who you are, where you're from, and a little bit about yourself before we start the interview.
Sure. Well, like you said, my name is Denise J. Bryson, J standing for Joyce. I'm from Detroit, Michigan, where right now we're trying to figure out if we're going to be cold or hot. We don't know. And I lived here all my life, the oldest of three girls, two wonderful nephews, a great niece, a niece in Houston area, from two brothers, and educated here in Michigan, the Cody High School, went to Mary Grove College. Right now, I currently work as a flight attendant for a major airline here in Detroit.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You work for, what airline is that again?
It's Delta, Delta Airlines.
Okay. And what exactly do you do? You're a pilot, you're a stewardess, flight attendant. What are you doing?
The proper terminology.
Oh, wow.
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care, but it's flight attendant.
Okay, flight attendant. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to remember that because, you know, I got some frequent flyer miles with Delta. Maybe I can take advantage of some of those, or you can give me some behind-the-scenes info on how to get some perks, maybe bump me up to first class or something like that.
We can work on it.
All right. For those who don't know, Denise is a seasoned author. I actually thought she was a brand new author when I found out about her book, In the Footsteps of a Killer. But after speaking to you, you said you had a few books, or I don't know, you had published before In the Footsteps of a Killer. Tell us a bit about those books.
Well, I had a few self-published books. My first writing was entitled Dark Reflections. And typically, I'm a horror writer, so everything has got a dark side to it. Dark Reflections was about a pirate who decided that he needed to find his long-lost love and found her in another woman, who actually wasn't her, but he thought it was. And the whole book is the battle between the two of them and him trying to convince her that she belongs with him and her discovering that maybe she does or maybe she doesn't. There was another one that I self-published called A Through Zach. That one was a little lighter. It was more on the lines of supernatural without being dark. And that one was about a young guy and an angel who was coming to groom him for another world, a new life. And then the last one was called The Last Cattle Roundup, and that was more or less a romance. It was a good romance.
Okay, listen, they sound like very interesting books. Definitely something different than the urban fiction, you know, romance, urban romance that I've been accustomed to. I haven't had a chance to read any of your work. I'm looking forward to reading In the Footsteps of a Killer as soon as I get a chance. Now, I got a caller on the line. Let me see if they're calling to speak to you or just want to listen. Hold on a second.
All right, sure thing.
All right, somebody's calling from 317 area code. You have a question or comment for Denise J. Bryson? Yeah, a lot of times people just put their phones on speaker and just listen. Anyway, if you're calling in from the 317 area code and you have a question or comment for Denise, please feel free to chime right in. Your line is open. All right, Denise, so now we get to In the Footsteps of a Killer. That's your latest book. When was it released?
It was released in 2015, I want to say. It's been out about a year now. We've had a slow start, but, you know, that's to be expected. But it's picking up momentum now as we speak, so that's a good thing.
Yes, and you told me that you worked with Carla Dean out of the DMV area. I don't know if she's in D.C. or Maryland, but you said Artistic.
Artistic World Publishing, yep. That's her baby.
Yeah. Big shout out to, big shout out to Carla Dean and everybody out there in the DMV. As I told you before, I met her a few years ago attending an event that was sponsored by D.C. Book Diva. Big shout out to D.C. Book Diva, Eon Williams, and everybody out there in D.C. I got mad love for the whole, you know, African-American literary community. Showed me a lot of love when I lived out there for a while. Anyway, once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio, with author Denise J. Bryson. She's live on line from, I'm assuming you're in Detroit.
Oh, yeah. For right now, I am.
And we're going to be talking about her latest book, In the Footsteps of a Killer. Now, how did you get interested? You know, a lot of authors I speak to have, you know, varied backgrounds. How did you actually get interested in writing books or deciding to be a published author?
I got interested in writing probably really young. You know, when you get those assignments in school and you got to write it out. So I got interested young, and now it's just, it's like my lifeblood. It's flowing through me, and I can't stop it.
Okay. Now, your latest book, now is this a departure from you? Because you gave me basically the synopsis of your first two books. Is this book a departure from your previous books, or just right along the same line?
It's not along the same lines, because it's got its dark side. You know, it's dealing with good and bad. It's dealing with God and the devil and how they do or don't interact in our lives. And it's trying to think of the proper word. It's a dark novel, but it has light at the end of the tunnel.
Dark novel with light at the end of it. All right, so it sounds like it says In the Footsteps of a Killer. I don't want to give the book away. I didn't read it yet, but I did read the synopsis. Synopsis was very interesting. So I'll read that later on in the show. But it was kind of a departure, because usually, like I said, when I see a lot of these authors come out, you know, the urban fiction, street fiction books are basically, you know, the genre that a lot of people like to write it. So it's refreshing to, you know, see something new.
A little different.
I said again, I'm looking forward to reading it. And all right, so how has your life changed since you started writing? A lot of people, you know, they're quiet and shy and introverted. Then they'll write a book or they'll do something different. And it kind of, you know, shows a different side of their personality in some way. So how has your life changed since you've written a book?
I don't party as much.
Okay.
I don't go out nearly as much as I used to, because now it's like the words are calling me, and they're like, you know, you need to get this written down and out of your head before it explodes. So I find myself, even on my layovers, for instance, like I go to Amsterdam a lot, I'm usually okay. In my room writing, just writing.
Wow. All right, hey, once again, it's DJ Gatsby. We're here, you know, out in New York. We're with author Denise J. Bryson. We're talking about her latest book, and we're having a lot of fun over here. Once again, I want to give a big shout to a few authors that I've been working with this month of Black History Month. As I mentioned before, Denise, she's definitely on my radar. Make sure you check her out. She's going to be on the magazine cover for a new publication we're trying to work with called Book Lovers Magazine. Big shout out to Sids. She's an author with a very cute book. Her name is Sids Aki Stevens, and the title of her book is Own Your Stupidity. It's an empowered read. The book's trying to empower readers to run from their past and their mistakes. So, I'm sorry, to not run from their past and mistakes. Also, a big shout out to Donna Marie. She has a wonderful children's book that we're going to be featuring this month, as well as Ben Burgess, who his book, Black and White, has been out for a while, but we're going to be working with him as well. Again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio, and we're here with the one and only author, Denise J. Bryson, in the building. Now, I was looking at your book, In the Footsteps of a Killer. I want to read that synopsis real quick. It says, Albert Kane MacArthur, I'm assuming is the lead character in the book. Oh, she is really okay. Well, Albert Kane MacArthur is about to be put to death because of the evil he has unleashed in the world. He was sure he was going to die, but hoped the ritual he had performed would prevent that from happening. Now, there's more work he has to do, and Leah is just a person to help him do it, assuming Leah is a friend of his. Okay, Leah Moore is a freelance photographer for the Detroit Police Department. She was 4 years old when she was electrocuted on a raging stormy night. Little did she or her parents know that she would become a part of Albert's satanic ritual of good versus evil. Now, something has haunted her through nightmares and murderous visions for over 20 years. Things are coming to a head, and soon Leah will come face to face with her destiny. The question the book's going to ask is, can she survive, or has her fate been sealed? Once again, In the Footsteps of a Killer is a tale of murder, mystery, and evil, which result in one thing, and that is readers, what is that, shaking in their shoes. Shaking in their shoes. Okay. Wow, that's hard right there. I'm looking forward to that right there. Okay. Now, what can readers look for you from you in the next coming months? I mean, the winter's here. Plan not going on, but do you plan on doing any book signing, book tours, or any activities that readers can look to see you?
I am starting with some book signings. I got some ideas planned here for Detroit. My friend is willing to host one in her house in another city here in Detroit, and then my church is willing to host one. So that's going to be kind of interesting, pushing, you know, horror, supernatural on church property. But all my friends in church want books, so...
Okay. Listen, I got somebody else who called us from the 313 area code. I think that's in your hood. Let's see if they have a question or something they want to say. Call us from the 313 area code. You're on the air. You got a question for Denise Bryson? All right, we had somebody also call us from the 317 area code. Do you have a question or comment?
How do we get through?
You already through, sweetheart. All you're going to do is talk to Denise. You're on the air.
Hey,
who's calling? What's your name?
Denise.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? This is James.
Well, hello.
Hi, I just wanted to ask you, I might have missed it, but where do you get the ideas from? Do they just pop into your head? Are they dreams?
Yeah, baby. They just pop into... I dreamed most of my story ideas. In the Footsteps of a Killer, I literally dreamt the beginning. I dreamt the end. Woke up, went back to sleep, and dreamt some of the fill-ins. So, yeah, a lot of my dreams come from my... A lot of my book ideas come from my dreams.
Okay.
All right, James, how you doing? It's DJ Gatsby. I'm the host of WBG Radio. First of all, where are you from, my brother? Thanks for calling in, but where are you from?
I'm actually from Detroit.
All right, Detroit in the building. My man James, wait, continue. You got another comment for Denise?
Well, I do, actually. What was the driving force for her to write? I mean, was it a family member, or was it just her, the inner being of her wanting to write?
I think it was a little bit of both of those, because my mother was a very avid reader. She was an avid reader of horror. She, anything horror and scary and supernatural, we watched on TV, we read the books. It was mostly my mom's love of the genre that started me to want to write, because I wanted to please her too. So, you know, my first school project, my first thing was called The Last Witch in Salem. So, you know, here you are in the fourth grade and you're writing about witches. Yeah, I had a problem early on.
Okay.
So you say that your mom is partly an inspiration for some of the books that you've written.
Yes, definitely. She read The Footsteps of a Killer, and the first thing she said out of it was, it scared her. And for me to scare her was pretty darn good. That was a testament.
Okay.
But,
well, my wife and I both are listening to this. We both are avid readers. And I think we're going to be definitely getting your books. Whatever
awesome.
You put out,
can't wait.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Can't wait.
Wow. Okay.
Get to come to my signings.
You have a signing?
I'm going to have a signing soon.
I'll keep
you posted on Facebook.
Okay, great, great.
Cool.
I'll find it.
Cool.
All right, so James, you said you and your wife are avid readers. My name is DJ Gatsby. Again, I'm the host for the radio show here, CEO of WBMG Radio. Actually have a couple of book clubs online on Facebook, DJ Gatsby's Book Club. I also have a page called Who's Who in African American Literature. You could probably follow those two pages or follow me, Jeff Gatsby Wilson, on Facebook. I'm also on Twitter and Instagram. And you'll see all the promotions that I'm doing for Denise J. Bryson, as all the other work I'm doing for African-American authors all over the country, all genres, male and female authors. So, you know, I really appreciate if you follow me, you know, or send me a friend request, because, you know, I like to be in touch with avid readers, you know, who are interested in African American literature and want to support these authors that are out here, you know, doing their best to kind of keep, you know, literature and literacy in the black community. A lot of times we overlook that as part of what they do. You know, it's not just writing books, but you're encouraging people to read, you're encouraging people to write, and you're encouraging literacy and education in the black community, man. So, you know, I love when I hear somebody say they're avid readers and they support African-American authors. So, you know, my hat's off to you, my brother, and you too, my sister.
Oh, well, thank you,
yeah.
Man. And to you as well. I think you're doing a fantastic job here, and I would definitely get the information from you and get some of those books. I don't think we read enough as
no,
a community.
No, we don't. Not as a community, not at all.
No, we don't. We like to be entertained rather than educated in a lot of situations. And with what's going on TV and social media, it's easily to be distracted from actually reading, you know, interesting and educational books. And a departure from, you know, the everyday type of book was about murder, drugs, you know, this and that.
Right.
Denise's book,
where I took my book from. Yeah, my book, that's kind of where I took it away from, because there's so much true urban fiction out here with the guns and the thugs and the hookers and the, you know, beat down. There's also another black world where people are just normal people.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's true.
And again, like I said, we want to be entertained. So, Denise, you're not done. It's still an interview. I still have some more questions. Once again, it's DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. with Denise J. Bryson, author of In the Footsteps of a Killer, from Detroit, Michigan, in the building. Now, a question I wanted to ask you, a lot of authors have addressed this. Do you get writer's block when you're writing? Because I heard you explaining to James where your creativity comes and how the ideas came for your last book. But do you get writer's block when you're writing, and how do you deal with that?
Typically, no. But when I do get a moment, I don't get, per se, writer's block where nothing's coming. I get moments when I'm lazy, and I have to go and, like, refresh my head. I have to go and take a walk outside or go get a cup of coffee or, you know, turn on some soothing music and then just kind of bring myself back to center.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I get that, too. I understand that, too. The other question I wanted to ask you, who are some of the authors that you admire who have influenced your writing, or authors who you like to read in your spare time?
I haven't had much of a chance to read anybody lately. But
okay. Wait a minute, I didn't stump you with that question now, did I? I didn't stump you. I didn't stump you with that question. But are you still there? Okay, sounds like I'm losing you. But anyway, we're gonna go on to the next question.
Okay.
We'll go to the next question. What can readers or fans of yours look for in the future? Are you working on any new projects? Do you have any new books in the works that might want to share with us?
Oh, absolutely. I'm working on a sequel to In the Footsteps of a Killer. It's called Through the Eyes of a Killer. And it features our girl and our boy once again in a battle for good and evil. I don't think I'll ever run out of ideas, because I've got ideas that have been in my mind since the fourth grade. So I just have to bring them out.
You can remember back to fourth grade?
I can remember, yeah. And that was one of them I got wrote down, too. I can remember now.
We have another caller calling from the 786 area code. If you're calling from 786, you're on the air. You have a question or comment for Denise?
Hello, Denise. This is Iona. I'm from Miami, Florida, and it is just a natural high to see an African-American woman to do horror books.
Thank you. Welcome.
It is truly a natural high. I mean, because DJ Gatsby, I follow you on Instagram, on Facebook, and when I was at work the other night, I saw that. I said, I got to be home in time, and then to see this. Miss Denise, I said, I honestly hope I can get you to come down to South Florida, because there's even a bookstore I would love for you to hook up with, an African-American black bookstore. They've been around now, I think, about 22, 23 years, and I'm always trying to tell them about artists out here.
You know what? I go by the exact same name on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So send me a friend request on Facebook. And I can definitely get you in touch with my publishing company, Artistic Works Publishing. And
because kind of like how the last gentleman said, I love to read, and just as I read the urban fiction, I'm into science fiction, into horror. If it has a natural high of a read, it has me addicted.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing. Now, what's the name of that bookstore in Miami that you were mentioning?
Well, it's not in Miami. It's in Boynton Beach. It's called Pyramid Books. And
what's the name
there
again?
Are so many of the Pyramid.
Oh, Pyramid.
Pyramid Books. Uh-huh. And it's in Boynton Beach. And so many of the national bestsellers that are out today, Eric Jerome Dickey, Carl Weber, so many of those authors, some of them edited with them, started out with them. And so time I'm hearing about someone, it's like to hear you all and just to see, I said, man, to get you all connected, because as you say, we don't have enough reading. I mean, I see people and they look at me like I'm trying to be away from something. They don't understand. I'm like in a zone. I'm on a natural high when I'm starting to read.
Yeah, you know, and there are so many good habits that are cultivated when you're reading. You know, you're expanding your mind. And again, before all of this urban fiction, street fiction, and we started reading so many books to be entertained, most of the books was from our black leaders, our black dignitaries, you know, black politicians, black people who were trying to share knowledge and wisdom with us. So that's what we were reading, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, even early 70s.
Yeah, right.
But now the books, you know, and the same with the music, they started promoting these books, purely entertainment and very little intrinsic value to the read. So
yeah.
As we watch TV, I love the horror movies, I love science fiction, I love futuristic books, paranormal, anything that's kind of a departure from real life.
Yeah,
where you have these people.
A different flavor, yeah.
Yeah,
because, I mean, it's like I laugh because I think about it and I thank my stepmom again as an angel. It's because of her introducing me to Donald Goins that got me into reading.
Yes.
And, I mean, I remember that. I'll never forget that day. You're watching too much TV. And I looked at her like she was crazy. I'm like, what? She was like, and don't down talk me. You better tell me exactly what this book is about. I had to sit there. Once I sat there, I blame her now. I have to tell myself, don't buy too many books because I just love to read. And it's at a point now. I mean, I'm at a point now sometimes the book will be so good, I'll have to sneak. I'll be working and I'll be sneaking to read. Or I may get that audio format, that audio format, and I'll be listening to it while I'm working.
Wow. Anyway, thank you for calling in, my sister.
That's great.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes,
thank
WBNG
you all so
Radio
much.
With your boy. That's right, DJ Gatsby, WBNG Radio in the building. As young lady said, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Denise, at the time, is almost running out. It's only a 30-minute show.
Yes.
We're going to have to bring you back. But
okay.
For the people
definitely.
Who are following you, yeah, for the people out there, where can they find you on social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram?
Put my name in and everything will pop up. Can I throw a link out for my book real quick?
You can do whatever you want. This is your show, sweetheart. Whatever you want.
Okay.
We're here for you tonight.
Well, all right then. If anybody wants to purchase a copy from my publishing company, they can go to a PayPal link. It is paypal.me/artisticwordspub/14.95.
Okay. Yeah, make sure you share that link. Share that link on my page or share it on your page.
Yeah.
And we'll put it up there. So if anybody that's listening wants to know how they can purchase her latest book, In the Footsteps of a Killer, go to Jeff Gatsby Wilson's page or go to Denise J. Bryson or maybe even Artistic Publishing will have that. Artistic Words Publishing. Big shout out to Carla Dean, too. We love you, Carla. I want to know where you're at. If you're listening, thanks for helping us promote Denise's appearance on the WBMG radio show tonight. I really appreciate, you know, all you've done. You've been a friend for years, and I've worked with authors that she's published in the past. So big shout out. So we got Florida in the building. We got Michigan in the building. Showing
yeah,
brother,
I think
DJ
we
had
Baltimore, but I'm not sure.
Well, we got 914-313-317-786. We nationwide over here.
All right.
Nationwide.
Oh, that's
all right, so anybody that's on the line, you have any last words for Denise before we go? Anybody who's out there? All right. I'm going to give James a shout out. Whoever else out there.
Right,
all right. So,
right.
Denise, you have any last words or shout outs?
Yeah,
stay encouraged.
Yeah,
well,
like
all the time, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm keeping the words out there for the kids. Get them interested in something that's different than the thug life. Hey.
That'll be great.
Yeah,
keep
we gotta get our young people. Yeah,
definitely
but I don't think get that imagination.
Definitely a sequel coming.
We applaud you, my sister.
Thank you
so
much.
Do.
I appreciate it.
Love you.
All right. All right.
So, Denise, do you have any shout-outs or dedications or any words you want to send out there to anybody who may be listening, your fans, followers, You know, any last words to them? Everybody that supports you.
Oh, well, definitely the ladies at Artistic Word Publishing, Carla Dean and Audrey Ford, my rock, my fly people, the people I fly with, they're buying the books every time they see me. Keep buying them. I'm going to keep bringing them. I actually sold one to a friend in Amsterdam, so I've actually gone international. So, yeah, shout out to all y'all. Great people.
Wow. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Once again, it's DJ Gaston. My guest was the one and only author, Denise J. Bryson, from Detroit, Michigan. She has a few books out, but the main one we want you to go check out is In the Footsteps of a Killer. It's on Artistic Arts Publishing. Follow her on Facebook. And you're on Twitter and Instagram, I believe. And check out that link.
I'm learning
to
Instagram.
Order.
Yes, I'm learning
just
Instagram.
Get on there.
Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn.
Yeah, we're on Instagram. Facebook is you know, it has a purpose, but I get lost sometimes when I'm on there. I see so much stuff that just takes me away from what I'm looking for.
Right.
But we're all going to stick together, and everybody keep supporting African-American literature, African-American authors, literacy in the black community. Encourage your family and friends to read. Encourage them to buy books, you buy books. And also when you buy these books, if you buy them online, post a review, whether it's on Amazon or Goodreads. Reviews are very important for reviews are very important for the authors as well as the publishers, because they can get a feel of what the readers think about their books.
Yes.
So once again, DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Gatsby the Book Promoter. I'm also with DJ Gatsby's Book Club. I'm with Who's Who in African American Literature. And as always, Jeff Gatsby Wilson. So, Denise, my sister, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming out. James, you and your wife, and also the young lady from Florida. Thank you guys all for calling me. Yo, my show is here every Friday night from 6:30 to 7. African-American Authors and Literature, man, this is what we do. I appreciate the support of everybody who took the time out from their busy, busy schedules to call in and chat with me and Denise. I really do.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Drop top Porsche, Rolly on my wrist, diamonds up and down my chain. Cardi B, straight stunning, can't tell me nothing. Bossed up and I changed the game. It's my big bronze boogie, got all them girls shook. My big fat ass got all them boys cooked. Work from dollar bills and I be popping rubber bands. Bruno Sang, tell me while I do my money dance like.
Show you all. When I walk away, you. know we got it going on.
Yeah.